So I'm in two teams. I play visually impaired cricket for Surrey, and I play for the UK ladies.
How
visually
long have you
impaired.
Been doing it for?
Not very long, actually. So I started. I've only done one full season. I started at the end of the season before. I've always been around cricket because my dad used to play cricket and was involved in Gloucestershire County Cricket Club. But I've only started playing, well, because I found visually impaired cricket and meant I could actually access it, which is amazing.
So were you playing cricket before your visual impairment started?
A little bit, not really, just sort of at school and things. I mean, I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa when I was 17, which is a degenerative condition that manifests itself in sort of loss of peripheral vision and night blindness. So basically, I can only see what's directly in front of me in the right light. I don't know. I mean, I think it probably affected me before I was diagnosed without me realising. And I always used to sort of be a little bit afraid of sports and things, but I assume that was a sort of vision thing, and I didn't sort of relate the two things because I didn't realise I had a problem.
So how did you start then getting into cricket? You stumbled across VI cricket one day.
So I mean, I've always loved cricket because of my dad, and I mean, when we were growing up, we used to just go and watch dad all the time, and absolutely loved it. And I was doing a fundraising event at one of my schools, and I was setting up a day of basically vision loss awareness, and needed to find, so I was finding activities to do with the children, and I can't remember how I came across it, but I came across visually impaired cricket, wrote to the Blind Cricket England and Wales board and said, would somebody be up for coming and helping me and showing visually impaired cricket to my Key Stage 2 children? They said, yeah. So two girls came along, Lois and Leanne, who play for Surrey and the UK ladies. Lois is actually the captain of the UK ladies. And Lois said to me, why didn't you come along and try it out?
And you were all right?
Well, I was a bit nervous and just sort of like, well, I don't really do sport. Went along and yeah, apparently I'm okay at it.
So for the listeners of Connect Radio that may not know about blind and VI cricket, how does it differ to the sighted game?
So there's two different forms. The international is different from the domestic. So the domestic game, we use a ball that is basically the size of, it's a size 3 football, more or less, and it's got ball bearings in it so you can hear it. And then you have sort of different, that's bowled over arm as the normal red ball, and you have different bounces for different sort of sight classifications, depending on sort of more bounces for people who are sort of more visually impaired. And then the international game ball is the same size as the red ball, but it's white and it's plastic and it's got ball bearings in it. It's really loud. If you've got them in your bag, it sounds like you're carrying some sort of weird pills, or it's very bizarre. And that's actually bowled underarm, and you sort of sweep it along the floor. It does get off the ground sometimes, but generally it stays on the ground, but it's quick, basically. And
so
it hurts.
As quick as the sighted game.
Yeah, I would say so, especially at the sort of the top level. I mean, the England men, I ended up playing randomly. We were doing an international tournament and I ended up playing on a team of the England men because they were short. Terrifying is the word. I managed to hold my own, mind you, but it was quick. It was really quick. Yeah.
And is there one that you prefer out of the international and the domestic?
I mean, I love both of them, but I probably slightly prefer the domestic just because the batting is, I mean, it's the same sort of batting stance as you would have in the normal red ball because that's being bowled over arm. So I'd probably say I prefer that.
And have you had any really good highlights? Have you ever, you know, got a century in one of your games?
I took my first ever international ball that I bowled. I got a wicket.
Nice.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it was only a friendly, but
still,
that was pretty cool. Yeah.
And in sighted cricket, obviously, there is either your wicket keeper, you're going to be second, third, fourth on the batting list.
Yeah.
Or a fielder. What is your position?
So we all sort of do everything, really, other than wicket keeping. I mean, Surrey and the UK ladies have the same wicket keeper, which is Leanne, and she's incredible. She's absolutely brilliant. The rest of the time, everybody sort of does everything, and generally sort of the batting order changes and things depending on, well, I mean, depending
who's
on who's around
most.
And yeah, exactly. I mean, normally if I'm fielding, because my central vision is fine, generally I have a bit more sight than some people on the team, so generally I'll field on the boundary because it's obviously easier for me to to track the ball and go and fetch it. So yeah.
Has it taken you around the world? Is there international fixtures?
So at the moment, the UK ladies are fundraising to go to Barbados in July. We're going, yeah, we've been invited over for, I think it's 9 or 10 days we're going over for. So
to play different teams over in Barbados.
Yes. Yeah.
And how are you raising these funds and how can people get involved if they'd like to help?
Yeah, that would be amazing. So there's lots of things going on. All the girls are sort of doing different things. And we do have a Virgin Giving page, which is the UK women's visually impaired cricket page. And yeah, we're just sort of doing lots of different things to try and raise the money.
And if there's anybody listening who's maybe been into cricket before, their sight loss, or they're just interested after hearing this interview, how could people get involved? Just do like what you did and send an email or?
Yeah, Surrey are a really good team to get involved with, actually. The Surrey Visually Impaired Cricket Team, because we're supported really well by Surrey County Cricket Club. I mean, they're fantastic. They're for developing disability cricket. So if you get in contact with Surrey, then yeah, I mean, I'm promoting my own team. But
then I suppose for people outside of the south of England, they could just email. Yeah. There'll be a local team somewhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's teams all over the country. But yeah, get in contact with Blind Cricket England and Wales and they'll point you in the direction of your nearest team.
Well, Lizzie, thank you very much for talking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.